think our guys believe they can do it again. You know, I said last year at this time, I made a comment to Coach. I said, we're going to win these next seven games and win our division. I said it last week. I said, I feel good about where we're at. I love the way our guys practice and they're into it. Teams that are going downhill don't practice the way we practice. They're not negative. I mean, those teams are negative. We don't have that here.
You know what else they don't have there? Momentum. That is the voice of Jim Haslett, the defensive coordinator for the Redskins. I am Rob Whitwork, back with you for this Redskins podcast. And once again, flying solo. No George Wallace this week. He's not ticked off over a loss this time, so hopefully he will be back on Tuesday to join me. But right now, we are talking Redskins and Eagles in Philadelphia, thus the Streets of Philadelphia song. Anytime you can work in some Bruce Springsteen, you do it. That's actually just a general rule of thumb in radio. All right, so if the Redskins are going to peel off seven in a row, George and I have been talking about this extensively. If you're going to win seven in a row, it's got to start with this one in Philly. If they lose this game, they are finished. They are done, kaput. No chance, because that would drop them to 0-3 in division. They would be 1-6 in conference, and they would be virtually rendered moot in just about every tiebreaker scenario possible, even if they were to run the table and go 9-7. So this is the all-important one. The Redskins do come in with one very big advantage. They had what amounts to a mini-bye, which is what we've been referring to it as. They played the Thursday game last week, which gives them close to 10 days now to rest up, prepare for this game, and hopefully come in with a fresh perspective. And D'Angelo Hall was asked about that over the course of this week.
You know, I wanted to get back on the football field as fast as possible after last Thursday. But, you know, anytime you get some days off is good. You know, it's good for the body, it's good for the mind. So some people love it, some people hate it. You know, it just kind of depends who you are. But, you know, regardless, we know we got a game this week that, you know, that wouldn't have changed. Putting everything in, you know, in the basket, you know, in the game plan for Philly.
And that game plan will have to consist of stopping Nick Foles. And on the list of unlikely phrases to be uttered over the course of 2013, that would certainly be chief among them. But Nick Foles is as hot a quarterback as they come. 16 touchdowns this year, 0 interceptions. He's completing 63% of his throws in Philly's offense, the top-ranked rushing attack in the league. They are fourth overall. Jim Haslett, color him impressed.
Nick's playing at, I mean, great level. He's got, you know, he's the highest rated quarterback in the National Football League. And he got 135 rating, 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. He's only been sacked 10 times. So, you know, I think Nick's doing a heck of a job within the scheme. And they got a good offensive line. You know, they got good receivers and a great running back. So I think that helps. But obviously, I think Nick's playing about as good as he can play.
Yeah, that's a Eagles offense that's not devoid of playmakers. LeSean McCoy, DeSean Jackson. You have to keep all of those guys in check and make sure guys like Riley Cooper don't go off on you as well. So the Redskins' task, not an easy one, especially when you are ranked as low as they are defensively, 31st in the league, 27th in scoring. Now, the Eagles' defense, let's talk about that a little bit, as they are ranked 31st in yards. They are 20th in scoring. And, of course, the Eagles coming into this game on a 10-game home losing skid. The Redskins have been a very generous homecoming opponent in recent years. Hopefully that won't be the case here. But speaking to that defense, the low rankings, they still have a tendency to make some plays. And Darrell Young says, don't let the numbers fool you.
I mean, they're a good defense, you know, from an offensive standpoint, from us looking at their defense. They do a good job. They blitz the backers. Their guys make plays. I think Trent Cole is still one of the most disruptive players in the league. They do a good job. They complement each other. All those guys play a little different, so I think it helps them in what they're trying to do with the chemistry and stuff. So at the end of the day, you know, we just got to go out there and play and, you know, just be better, eliminate the penalties, the turnovers. Don't get behind early. You know, put our defense in good situations. Keep our defense off the field, because we know they're going to run a fast-paced offense, and just try to stop their run.
Yeah, no question. Robert Griffin III is going to have his work cut out for him. He is, however, coming off of easily the best game of the year for him, throwing 3 touchdowns in the first half of the game against the Vikings. Had a very high passer rating. In fact, speaking of passer rating, he had a perfect 158.3 passer rating when these two teams met this time last year. That started off that great Redskins run of seven straight wins to close out the season. He'll need to do it again in this one because, like we said, the defense is going to have its hands full against that Chip Kelly offense. Now, this was the question that was tossed around throughout the week. It's a total media creation, but there were questions all week about whether this was a revenge game, given what happened in the season opener, Monday night game, with all the world to see, Chip Kelly getting the better of Mike Shanahan. So, London Fletcher, your thoughts on this being a quote-unquote revenge game?
I think we're all looking forward to this game. You know, it's something that, you know, we got a chance to, you know, we played Philly the first time and they kind of took it to us. So, you know, something where we're looking forward to the game. I mean, anytime a team beats you, I won't say necessarily revenge, but you definitely want to go out and play better.
Now, I want to give a slow golf clap to Santana Moss for giving the answer to this same asinine question that I would have given had I been a player.
We face each other twice a year, every year. If you go into every game and this is revenge, you can't play the game thinking about what they did to you last time, because you gotta think, last year we beat them twice. So it's not nothing about revenge. It's about handling your business against a team that you know you got to face, you know, twice every year. So basically, this is all about us going out there executing better than them. And that's the only way we're going to get a chance to win.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is a division rival. This is a team that you face every single season. This is not revenge. This is not like when the Redskins lost several years ago to the Patriots in Foxborough 52-7 and they were running up the score. You can talk about revenge games then. You don't talk about a revenge game when you lose to a division opponent week one. So I don't know where that question came from. I don't know where any of this. It's just an asinine line of questioning, and hopefully this is not something that continues when the Redskins have to face Dallas again. Now, Santana Moss went on a huge development in the special teams issues, and they're going to try a new punt returner. Nick Williams called up from the practice squad, and he's going to be returning kicks this week. Now, Santana Moss, no stranger to that. He returned putts as a Jet. He's certainly done it as a Redskin. He had a great one against the Detroit Lions several years back. Now, let's ask him, what sort of advice are you giving Nick Williams as he's called up for this specific purpose?
Just do what he do. You know, he's been a guy that I've been lobbying for from day one. You know, Nick know how I feel about it. You know, him being here and what he can do. And you always want to see a guy have opportunity. You know, he's a guy that's what, you know, he came out of college known for, punt return, kick return. So if he get that chance to go back there and showcase his talents, then I'm all for it. I just hope he just do what he do. Don't think about it, because there's nothing more to think about.
So there you have it, folks. Yes, the Redskins are on the road against an opponent that has lost 10 straight at home, but it's hard to pick them in a game like this because there are so many pitfalls there. You got a hot quarterback. You have playmakers, which the Redskins have struggled against a lot of times this year. So I'm going to pick the Eagles. It hurts my heart, but I'm going to pick the Eagles in this one. I think they win a close one, 27-23. Over the Redskins. RG3 is really going to have to bring it. They're going to have to really commit to the run this week and try and keep the ball out of the hands of those Eagles playmakers. So we'll see how this one all plays out. The NFL recap, don't forget, every Tuesday on WTOP.com. Also, I wrote a Redskins column in the sports section. That is along with the Redskins midseason review that we did earlier this week, so catch up on that if you missed it. Rob Woodfork here signing off, hoping to have George Wallace here riding shotgun with me next week. We will talk to you guys on Tuesday.